Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Science. Truly, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We just appreciate everything that God is doing, and we have seen God move over this last week in such an awesome, awesome way. Praise the Lord, and in some wonderful services, praise the Lord, just fellowshipping with others, and we do thank God for all that he is doing. And I just pray that on this day, that this day will be a blessed day for you. As you begin this day, I pray that the power of God and the manifested presence of the Holy Ghost will walk with you, will commune with you, that you will just fellowship with the Lord today, and that God will visit you in a special way. Praise the Lord. Whatever you may be facing and enduring and going through, praise the Lord, just know that God is with you. Praise the Lord. And God is continuing to prove himself faithful. God is a faithful God. He is a loving God. He's a kind God. He's an awesome God. He's an on-time God. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, know that God is watching over you. He's watching over his word to perform it. And as you declare the word of the Lord through prayer, praise the Lord. When you pray, or when we pray, if you will, praise the Lord, and we put the word of God in the atmosphere, it's powerful. Some of you may be in situations right now where things look real, real, real negative, praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you this morning, praise God, not to the negativity to overpower you, if you will, or don't get in a state of mind to where you begin to believe and you begin to walk in the negative, but get over into the positive things of God and let the word of God really permeate your spirit, your mind, your soul. Let God transform you and let him bring change in your life according to the word of the Lord. Believe the word. Believe God's word. Praise God. You'll be established, and when you believe the prophets, you'll prosper. Praise God. The word of God tells us that. I hope I don't have that mixed up. If I do, forgive me. We'll have to get that scripture. Praise the Lord. But the Lord wants us to trust in him. Praise God. And trust in the prophetic word of the Lord. Praise God. Trust in God. I'm saying not man, not woman, but God and his word. Believe his word. Trust him. Amen. Rely on him. Depend on him. Praise the Lord. Amen. The book's about our faith and us having faith in him and faith in the word of God. And faith without works is dead. Praise the Lord. So if you have works but you don't have any faith, you don't trust that what you're doing is that God is in it. Praise the Lord. Especially when God has given you a mandate. Praise the Lord. When God has really spoken, when he has declared something, when he has given his word, he will back his word up. Praise the Lord. When you step out on the word of the Lord, when that's all you have is his word, and you step out on that word and you trust him, praise God, he will come through for you. He will not leave you hanging. Praise the Lord. Grateful. And in this hour, beloved, you must know God, know his voice, because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. So when you know that God has given you something, praise God, or spoken a word, and you believe that and you adhere to that word, praise the Lord, you're trusting God to do the work. You see, beloved, we're not, we are not responsible for the results of what we do. We are responsible to simply do what he says. And we leave the results to God. So faith is simply stepping out, praise God, or speaking or declaring his word. And then we watch God do the rest. Praise God. A lot of times we feel that, you know, we may feel that we're superhuman, but we're really not superhuman. It's not that. Praise the Lord. What it is that when you simply believe God in faith and you take him at his word, praise God, and then you watch him work, we're watching the Lord move in a mighty, mighty way, and we thank God for that. Praise. So I just want to encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus. Praise God. As you pray, as you believe God, as you go to him in prayer, believe that he will move. Praise God. If you're praying the word, believe the word. Trust him. The more you get the word, the stronger you will become. So we're encouraging you to pray with us this morning as we, amen, begin this day. We want to begin it, amen, in prayer, amen. And I just want to encourage you that everything is going to be all right. Beloved, my voice is a little raspy, just praise God anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Believe God's word. Take him at his word. And we're learning so much about the Lord as we stay in sync and walk in sync with him. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to say this. When you begin to step out, a lot of times, a lot of opposition will come. Amen. And it will really look like what you're doing is not of God because of the opposition and the things that will come at you. But if you really know the Lord, amen, and you have the peace of God in your heart, amen, the favor of God will walk with you. Praise God. And then you will see the glory of God manifested. So we just want to encourage you to stand. And when you've done all, glory to God, the Bible says stand. And you stand with your loins girt with truth. You put on the belt of truth. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. You put on the helmet of salvation. You take the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. You shod your feet with the gospel of peace. Glory to God, your entire armor is on. Amen. And then you pray in the Spirit with all intensity. You supplicate in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praying in the Holy Ghost is a weapon as well, because when you pray in the Holy Ghost, praise God, first of all, you confound and you confuse the enemy. Praise God. But you have direct access to God. Amen. And then he's able to speak back to you and give you what you need. Praise God. Right in the moment, in the hour that you need it, the word of God will come through. Praise God. God's word is a lamp to our feet and it's a light to our pathway. So what we need today, beloved, is the word of God. So stand firm. Praise the Lord. Set your face as a flint and be determined to do the will of God today. Father, we thank you for prayer. First of all, we thank you, dear Lord God, for a mind to pray. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to command our morning. We thank you, God, that this is the day that you've given to us, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. So we come to you now in the name of Jesus, and we die out to the natural man. We cover our ministries today. We cover our churches today. Oh God, the people, the facilities and possessions and health and safety, welfare, with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we release a spermatic word into the spirit realm to affect the earth realm for the purpose of God. We bind the enemy. We bind the spirit of Beelzebub. We bind the prince of the north, the south, the east, and the west. Praise God, over every continent, Father. We bind it up now. We bind the prince over the United States. We bind the prince over every state that's represented, that's listening now to this prayer. Every prince is bound in the name of Jesus. Even over our local cities, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. We bind all territorial spirits, principalities, exousia, power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Father, we bind every wicked spirit in high places and all spirits that are not of the Holy Ghost. We bind the ruler spirit assigned individuals over ministries and families now in the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits above and below the earth, all watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdropper spirits, human spirits that travel by astral projection, divination and witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, and all spirits of Jezebel, Thon, Guile, Antichrist, the fault finder spirit, the deaf spirits, and all spirits of slander, scandal, defamation, accusation, false accusation, and all spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition, hindrance, interference, obstruction, and all blockings, all spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, argument, the Ahab spirit. We bind the spirits of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. We bind all litigation, discontent, and warring spirits. We bind all familiar spirits in the name of the Lord. We take authority and we bind the spirits of seduction and beguiling spirits. We bind haughtiness and pride. We bind presumption and arrogance, unbelief, obsession, ill will, distraction. We bind assassination today. God, we thank you that we can bind, and we do bind the character assassinating spirits and all doubt and fear and all nature spirits in the name of the Lord. We bind all witchcraft, the spirit of the wizard, and religious spirits and spirits of unforgiveness and bitterness. We bind resentment, anger, hate, spite, the root of bitterness and malice. We bind all hindering spirits today. And Father God, I blind the third eye of the mediums in the name of the Lord. We bind all of their physical, psychic, and spiritual attacks, the assignments and operations and seedings and works, plans and activities, traps, wiles, snares, curses, hexes, vexes, voodoo spirits. We bind now in the name of Jesus. We bind enchantments, cantrips, bewitchments, literatures, judgments of witches and warlocks. We bind all acts of evil, witchcraft, and sorcery. We bind candle magic. We bind potion magic. We bind black magic, white magic. We bind contagious magic. We bind all omens and crystallmancy. We bind the Caribbean and South American witchcraft. We bind even Eastern mysticism. We bind the New Age movement. Father God, we bind all works of curses and rituals in the name of the Lord. We take authority over it now. We bind sacrifices to Satan. We bind all demonic thoughts and threats, mental locutions and statements, ideations and self-inflicted curses through negative confession. We bind imagery and magnification. And we take all these things into captivity by faith. God, and we call them canceled, made null and void, never manifested, oh God, to come to pass and cursed and destroyed at their root. And we render them of no effect, judged, spoiled, never seated, cast down as vain imaginations. We break them off of our ministries, people, families, immediately, completely, and permanently. And Father, I take authority over every word curse that's been spoken in the atmosphere against your people. In the name of Jesus, we send them back to their point of origination in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you right now, God, for your word today. We thank you now that every tie and bond and cord is cut. Every soul tie is cut from personal sin, corporate sin. We repent and we renounce all sin now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you, Father God, for healing. We thank you, God, because we know that healing is the children's bread. We thank you, God, that it's by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that you carried our sicknesses and infirmities on the cross. So we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attach in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out any spirits of cancer, Father God. We come against that demon of cancer right now, that cancer that's rooted in bitterness, that's rooted in hatred, that's rooted in anger, that's rooted in rejection. Oh God, we come against it right now. We renounce, oh God, bitterness and hatred. And again, we renounce anger, Father God, and we ask you, Lord, to heal right now. We come against the rejection, the self-rejection, perceived rejection. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we take an authority over the attack of the enemy in our bodies, because, God, your word declares in the book of Exodus, God, that you would take all sickness away, oh my God, from those that adhere to your word, that walk upright before you, that walk in your word and declare your word and living free from sin. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus now. We thank you, Father God, that you're healing diabetes and high blood pressure, low blood pressure. You're healing heart attacks and strokes and kidney failures, leukemia, blood diseases. Father, we thank you for healing arthritis and lupus and MS and Alzheimer's. We come against the enemy that would try to come against our minds to keep us from remembering your word, Father God. We come against dementia now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for healing and strengthening the bones and the muscles and the joints, the organs, the eyes, the head, the throat, the glands, the blood, the marrow. Get down in the lungs, Father. Those that are suffering with a lung disease, Father God. Oh God, we pray that you would heal, that you would get down in there, get down all in those tissue, God, and that you would give the miracles in the name of the Lord. We thank you, God, that you are watching over your word to perform it, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're bringing healing to the kidneys, to the liver, to the spleen, the spine. Get down in the pancreas, oh God, in the bladder, Father God. We're praying, we're asking you for recreative miracles in the bladder, Father God, that the diseases and the different things that's floating around in that bladder, that you would flush it out in the name of the Lord. God, we thank you for healing sinuses and getting all in the feet, Father God, the tongue, our mouths, God, all in the jaw area, Father God. Lord God, give creative miracles in the ear, God, that they would hear, that people would hear clearly. Get down in those eardrums and recreate miracles, God, in the ears, Father, in the eyes, those that are suffering with blindness that cannot see, those that are suffering with glaucoma, Father God, we ask for healing, that you would touch these eyes, God, touch them in the knees, those that are suffering, Father God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that cannot even see without their glasses, begin to heal, Father God, and set the people free, Father God. So we bind all spirits of fear and intimidation in the Jesus. We come against it now. We come against the tormenting spirits right now. In the name of the Lord, we take authority over them now. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, for what you are doing. We thank you, God, that you're setting your people free in their minds, in their hearts, in their souls, God. You're setting them free, Father God, to do the will of God. We come against the spirit of bondage. We come against religion. We come against legalism. We come against traditionalism in the name of the Lord. Father God, the ancient spirits of religion, oh my God, that's been set up in the churches, in the body of Christ. So I pray that you begin to pull those spirits of religion, Father God, old mindsets, Father God, in the name of the Lord. We thank you, God, that you're loosening the shackles and the weights, Father God, the weighting off of the mind, of the body. Father God, we come against mental sickness and mental illness. We come against the spirit of schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We come against double-mindedness, God, in the name of the Lord. We come against every curse, every generational curse, Father God, that's passing down through the bloodline because of iniquities, because of sin of our countless, Father, things that have been allowed to pass down from one generation to the next, God. We ask that you begin to open up the eyes of your people, that they will see, Father God, the trail of sin that's causing generational curses. And Father God, that they will begin to take authority over the enemy and be recognized and renounce and repent for the sins of the forefathers, Father God. Oh God, we come against alcoholism that's in families, that's generation to generation. Drug spirits and, oh my God, the drug addictions and the habits of the world, Father God, that people think that are normal to just things. But Father, we know that there are curses. And Father God, we're asking, dear Lord, that you would destroy the curse. Destroy it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against the family incest that's come down to the nations from 3, 4, 5 generations back. Father God, when these doors were opened, God, and allowed to come down through, we come against perverted spirits right now, immorality spirits in the name of Jesus. We take authority over them. Father God, help us to see, Father God, and know and recognize what's been hindering us, Father God, and we take authority over it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you come to set the captive free. You come to set us free in our mind, free in our soul, free in our body. Oh, God, you come to make us well-rounded men and women of God. So help us to take authority according to your word, Father God. We thank you right now for your word. We will continue to decree it. We will continue to declare the word, Lord. Father, we thank you because the interest of your word, it gives light. Oh, God, it's simple to understand. We thank you, Father God, that, oh, God, you watch over your word. Your eyes run to and fro throughout the land to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. So, Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for strengthening, God. We thank you for leaders, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are ministering to your leaders, your men servants, your maid servants. We thank you, Father God, for those, oh, God, that are watchers on the wall today. We thank you for intercessors. We thank you for prayer warriors. We thank you, Father God, that you give, oh God, your men servants and maid servants how to war. Father God, we thank you for that today. Oh God, we ask, right, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you would touch every leader, because your word declares that we're to pray and we're to supplicate, we're to intercede, and we're to give thanks for all men. And so, God, we're declaring your word today, and we thank you for that, God. Oh, God, we lift up our local leaders. We lift up those who minister in the body of Christ. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that all flesh must come to you and humble themselves, recognizing that without you, God, we can do nothing. God, we're helpless without you. So we thank you for that. We thank you, God, that we're totally dependent on you and our eyes are on you. We're trusting you, Father. We pray that you would give wisdom to every leader. We ask that, God, the men and women of God would acknowledge you in all their ways, and that you would allow, that they would allow you to direct their path. Father, we need you to direct us. We need you to lead us, oh God. We place the blood of Jesus Christ upon each of them now, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And we ask, God, that you would cause them to be sober and alert in every decision that has to be made on our behalf each and every day. And Father God, we thank you for the apostles that you put over us. We thank you for them. We pray for strength. We pray, God, that you continue to give them wisdom and insight, spiritual insight to lead your people. Father, every apostolic ministry, every true apostolic ministry, Father God, that's represented in the land today, I'm asking that you give them wisdom, that you undergird them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every prophetic ministry, Father God, Lord God, that you would undergird, that you continue to speak, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are moving. You're going to the north end, the south end, the east end, and the west, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for protecting our borders, Father. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises up, God, you will condemn in the judgment. This is our heritage. God, we thank you for that now. So, God, we bind even every hindrance that would confront your leaders, Father. We ask that you would quicken, oh God, us, your leaders, by your power, and that it will be demonstrated in the task of leadership. Cause us, Lord, to be upright and sensitive in the assignments for which you have ordained us for, God. God, you said in your word that the powers that be are ordained by you, and we thank you for that. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for forgiveness and unconditional love. We thank you, Father. Oh, God, continue to strengthen, oh, God, and strengthen the hands that may be weak today, that may be feel like coming on down. Father, those ministers that feel like giving up, Father, they cannot see their way, but I'm asking that you open up their eyes and let them see clearly. Let them see their surroundings. Let them know those that are laboring among them, Father God, and expose the enemy that may be in the midst. Father God, every witch, every warlock, every Jezebel spirit, Father God, that may be trying to work, to intimidate, to dominate, to control. Father God, open the eyes of your people. Let their eyes of understanding be enlightened according to your word, Father. We thank you for your word today. We will continue to decree it and declare it, oh God, and stand upon your word. Father God, I pray for every intercessor today, every prayer warrior today, every armor bearer today, that Father God, you will strengthen, that you will encourage, keep them walking in the spirit. Father God, help us not to war in the flesh. Help us not to fight according to carnal means, but help us, God, to come aside. Help us to seek you even the more. Father God, that we will stay in the vein and walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for the upcoming conferences, Lord God, those the meetings that you have set and ordained for us to be a part of, Father. I pray, Father God, as we prepare to go to Washington, D.C., that God, that your word would go forth, that every speaker that has been called to speak would preach and teach under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father God, for those that are heeding the clarion call, Father, and I pray strength for them today. I pray the anointing of the Lord would be upon them, Father God, that they would only declare and decree your word. We pray, oh God, for those that have been called to go to pray. We pray, Father God, that you will anoint, God, that you would instruct us, God, that you would give us what to pray, give us what to do, give us how to do it. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, that even now you're watching over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father God, that as those come by way of air, that those that come by way of car, however they travel, that Father God, you will give safe traveling mercy. We thank you today for what you're doing. We thank you for every woman that will come, every man that will come, Father God, that you will minister, that you will pour in, that you will impart your word, that you will give us the tools that we need to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost, that we will mind you, Father God, in all that you're calling us to do. We thank you for that. We thank you for the releasing of your anointing. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for your manifested presence. Oh my God. Don't let that hotel be the same. The people in the surrounding areas, don't let them be the same. Father God, those that you will draw, Father God, those that you're calling to come, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we will continue to lift it up to you, Father God. We thank you now that, oh God, you make our way perfect, Father. You set our feet like hind feet, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us the land, giving us the territory, Father. Oh God, in the spirit, to do the job that you called us to do our part in the body of Christ, and help us, Father, in the body to love one another. Help us not to fight against one another, pull against one another, speak negative words against one another. Help us to abide in the love of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for that, that we will love and we will, oh God, adhere to your word. We thank you now. We give you praise, Father, and we give you glory. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. Keep us in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Keep us loving and keep us walking, oh God, in your spirit and minding you. And Lord, we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor, oh God, and we give you glory. We love you today and we appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.
A place where you